We're in Simin Shin Tes Zayin. We are up to Sif Yud Beis, and we'll be doing the Mechaber in it. The Mechaber says, Chaya v'ov sheber shuso mutar l'tzodon. Now, this is a very interesting situation. It's a big machlokas rishonim. The Mishnah says, Chaya v'ov sheber shuso shel adam hatzodon potter v'chovu behen chayev. Even though you're chayev for chabalah, obviously, if you take blood out of an animal, these are not like shrotzim outside of the shmona shrotzim that don't really have any meat, any or they don't really have any skin. Chayev of obviously have skin, and therefore for chabalah you'll be chayev. But for tzedah, the Mishnah says that you're not chayev because they're your own animals. You know, they're friendly animals, and they're considered notzud va'omid. So the Mechaber Shita is that not only are you potter like the Lashon HaMishnah, but Chayev V'Of Sheber Shuso Mutter L'Tzudon. The Halacha is you're allowed to be Tzadim. That so long as they're obedient, the Halacha is, according to the Mechaber, regardless of where it is, they're in a big open place and you put them into a cage, it is Mutter L'Chatchila, there's no Isser. V'Hu, with the one provision, Shelo Yimrodu, that they did not rebel, Avalim Heimordim Osser. But if they're rebellious that they run away, then it's going to be aser. Aser l'tafsam, afilu b'chaser. How big does the chaser have to be? Im ha-chaser gadol she'im lo gadol ben b'nei adam, had they not grown up among people, ha-yutzrichin mitsuda. Any kind of chaser where had these animals not been domesticated, had they been wild, you would have needed a trap to catch them. So in such a chaser, if your own animal happens to be in a state of merida, there would be an issur d'rabbanan of trapping them. This is the Shitas HaMechaber. We're going to see that the Ramah argues and holds that even in the case where they were not morid, there's still an issur d'rabbanan. But this is the Mechaber Shita. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings up something that's very important pretty much in all of the cases, and that is even when there's no issur tzedah, but the animals are mukta. So you're not allowed to pick them up. What you're allowed to do is get them to walk by schlepping them, where you don't lift them off the ground, but you push them so that they're going to walk. In other words, you push the animal by the neck and it keeps walking. That's mutter as long as you're not lifting it. That would not be called total mukta. But otherwise, even according to the Mechaber, who holds that a domesticated animal that is not rebellious, there is no Isser Tzeda, even Midrabanan, is still moda that you couldn't lift the animal because of Muktzah.